Morning, everyone. May 20th, 2016. 16-year-old thought he had found a friend in this defendant. But what he got instead was a nightmare when he was drugged, tied up, and then raped. You're going to hear today from how at 16 he was interested in pursuing a modeling career. By happenstance, he came across this defendant who befriended him. You'll hear from today how this defendant reached out to him several times over a period of a year about his interest in a modeling career. It was in May 2016, when he was 16, that you'll hear agreed to meet with this defendant. He's going to tell you the plan as he knew it that day. He'll tell you that the plan was for this defendant to pick him up from his apartment. They were going to go have lunch at Schooner. And then you're going to hear how the plan after that was to go back to this defendant's house, have a few beers, and get some measurements to send off to the talent agent in Tallahassee, Marsha Dahl, the individual this defendant had been talking about quite a bit with 16-year-old. The plan was that weekend, when the weather was a little bit better, they would get some photographs of him, also to send to Marsha Dahl for this potential career in modeling. That was a plan that he knew. That was what he was expecting from his day. What he got instead was a nightmare when he walked into that defendant's house. You'll hear how after they went to Schooner's, they went to the defendant's house and they began drinking. They had beers, they had some Sailor Jerry and some Crown. You're going to hear how he went to the bathroom at some point. And when he came out of the bathroom, this defendant had a drink prepared and ready for him. 16-year-old took the drink, and he drank it. You're going to hear how within minutes after having this drink, everything changed. You're going to hear from him how he started to feel lightheaded. Everything sort of became a little bit fuzzy. He ended up in this defendant's bedroom. How he ended up in the bedroom, he's not really sure. He ended up with this defendant's watch and rings on his hands. How or why, he's not really sure. You're going to hear at this point, he was really experiencing the effects of whatever was in that drink at this point. You're going to hear how he has flashes of memory from this time period after he had that drink. And he's going to tell you that he realized, he had this awareness that something was terribly wrong. You're going to hear from two neighbors of this defendant who were right across the street that day. They happened to be at the community mailbox right across the street when this naked 16-year-old comes running out of the defendant's house. They're going to be able to tell you, as he's running out of this house, naked, screaming for help, they're going to be able to describe him for you that day and what they were able to witness. They're going to be able to tell you his terrified, frantic state. They're going to get take the witness stand today to tell you the pain that he was in and how terrified he was that that man would come back after him. They're going to tell you today that he was desperate for them to hide him, from the defendant. Investigators from Bay County Sheriff's Office arrived on the scene shortly after. The neighbors called 911, EMS arrived, Bay County Sheriff's deputies arrived. You're going to hear from Investigator Chance today, who was one of the first investigators to arrive on scene. And he made contact with in that same state, that same frantic, drug, terrified state. And he's going to be able to tell you about his observations. He's going to be able to tell you about the ligature marks that he saw on, and one distinct one in particular. You're going to hear that once loaded up by EMS, Investigator Chance went to make contact with this defendant. Investigator Chance is going to tell you today that when this defendant finally came to the door, after about him knocking for about 10 minutes, he too was naked. And you're going to hear from Investigator Chance, when he was confronted about, he denied knowing, acted like he didn't know who he was. And it was when he was pressed by Investigator Chance, you know, the naked teenage boy that was just seen running out of your house, that, oh yeah. You'll hear how at that point, the defendant knew who Investigator Chance was talking about. And he told Investigator Chance that he had been staying in his guest room. At this point, the defendant invited Investigator Chance into his guest room. That's where the clothing was, he indicated. So Investigator Chance went in to collect clothing, as he was naked, but for watching the rings. Investigator Chance goes into this defendant's guest room. None of his belongings are there. You will hear how Investigator Chance pressed this defendant. You said he was staying in the guest room. This is where his clothing is. It's not here. At this point, you'll hear how the defendant took Investigator Chance back to the master bedroom. And Investigator Chance is going to tell you today about the items of clothing of that were in that master bedroom. And he's also going to tell you about all of the ties on this defendant's bedpost that he saw that day. But you're going to hear at this point other investigators became involved in the case. And they spoke to this defendant. You're going to hear a little bit about that. How when he was confronted with things such as, explain these ties on your bedpost, the story kept changing. It kept changing why those ties were there. You'll hear how he told investigators that day that he must have blacked out because he didn't remember anything that occurred in the bedroom except for taking measurements naked. Other than that, he didn't remember anything that happened in the bedroom. Once you have heard all of the evidence in this case, the witnesses have all come to testify, at the end of this trial, I'm going to come back up here, and I'm going to ask you all to render the only verdict supported by the facts and the law and that justice demands in this case. And that is, this defendant is guilty as charged of all three counts.